Hey everyone, before we start the show, just wanted to make an announcement introducing our new sponsors, Treehouse Teas, which is a boutique tea company based in Honolulu, Hawaii. They specialize in Hawaii-grown teas and botanicals. They work directly with farmers to bring their customers the largest assortment of 100% Hawaii-grown teas at the most affordable pricing. Check them out on Instagram at treehouse.teas and use order code SLEEPTIMESOVER to receive 10% off your order. And our second sponsor introduction is the man known as Earl Kakaako. He, of course, has two locations in Kaimuki and in Kakaako. They bring their take on classic American sandwiches. Every weekend, specials coming out. The regular menu item is always fantastic. Anyone who's had an Earl sandwich can attest to this. It's always great. Please check them out. They've been down since day one. Earl don't flex for the gram, as he always says, they flex for you. And be sure to mention when you're at Earl Kakaako, Sleep Time's Over, to receive 10% off your order.
You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, gang, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. As always, we are here in beautiful Studio Havana, Ole and Ola. We are not medical doctors. This is certainly not medical advice. If you don't know, now you know. My name is Summer Lee, aka Dr. Carrie Carrico. Don't know if I'm saying that correctly. And as always, I'm joined by the man with the plan, Aaron Sakai, aka Dr. Anthony Fauci.
First of all,
everybody knows that name.
You reference yourself and not knowing how to pronounce who this person is. That's one. Two, if we had to do a shot game of some sort when watching this or listening to this, about how many times your voice cracks during the show, I say this just because it's sexy.
I can't help it. It happens all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Now, why is that?
It actually, I got really sick right before I was going to compete in the world championships in my sport back, what is this now? 3-4 years ago.
Oh.
And after that, my voice was never the same.
Wait a minute. How is that possible? How did your voice be affected by, was this kettlebells?
Yeah, for kettlebell sport.
How did your voice get affected?
So I got, it was like an upper respiratory tract infection, and I just noticed that my voice was very hoarse and I always had to clear my throat and stuff like that. And it just kind of got a little lower and it just never got better.
Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like a piece of shit right now. That's awful. See? I didn't know. You could have told me this weeks and...
Only thing that impacts it is I can't hit those high notes when I'm in the shower.
Really?
Yeah, that's really the only thing that...
What do you sing in the shower?
That is a personal question, all right?
Yeah, it is. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
All this time.
Yeah, it wasn't like that before.
You know, I'm bullying you about the voice cracking. Being judgmental.
That's right.
I'm, what are the other words of 2020? Triggering.
Triggering.
Gaslighting.
Gaslighting.
I didn't even know what gaslighting meant until maybe August of last year.
Right.
That's a thing. Everybody's throwing that out. So I'm doing all of these terms because of this voice cracking.
Well, you see, what I was hoping, since this is a fitness/health show, is that we were doing a demonstrative thing about how that works, how bullying and gaslighting. So this was all informative, gang, and you're welcome.
See, you just never know. No one would have saw that coming. That the voice cracking of yourself. Ooh, as I got out of the camera. The voice crack. Hey, I'm new to this. I just showed up back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been away.
Yeah, who knows?
I didn't think that the voice cracking was because of that. This is...
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it. I'm very sad now.
So when we do the live show, April 22nd, I'm going to actually be doing some vocal warm-ups beforehand so that my voice does not crack, because I've read that that helps.
I don't know what to say right now because I did not know this information.
Head and heart.
And what are the voice practice? What are you doing?
So like I went on YouTube like everybody does to learn about stuff. And so there's like these little vocal warm-ups you can do. So I was like, oh, maybe I should try that just in case, you know, I don't want like little voice cracking is fine. But what I'm afraid of is my voice does a full-on 12-year-old boy like, like as I'm talking in front of him.
That could be a shtick though.
It could.
But then it...
But...
And then we're going to have to do like some kind of fundraiser for people who voice crack and...
Hey,
that if there's
start a foundation.
Right, there's got to be.
Yeah. It's going to be a whole thing. But yeah, so that's my plan. That's how I live my life, gang.
Well, speaking of people cracking up, what's this week's...
Yes.
Ominous, formidable topic?
So as the AKA suggests, so we're going to be talking today about the vaccine. That's not a loaded term, is it?
Well, we're not talking about the vaccine, right? Are we? Or are we talking about vaccines in general? Or are we talking about just the...
Well,
only vaccine that is in the news and matters.
I think
whooping cough,
pertussis. I think pertussis is really on the top of people's minds in 2021.
It was on mine before we turned this camera on.
We're talking about the COVID vaccine.
All right.
Just to bring it up, this is a fitness podcast after all. Kind of hard to have fitness when you are in a global pandemic. So I wanted to talk about that. And so the reason why I brought up those two names and the one that when I thought about it, I was like, I really don't know how to pronounce her name. And anyway, so I think it's Carrie Corico. Her last name is K-A-R-I-K-O. She is credited as being the doctor that developed the mRNA process.
Gotcha.
And she kind of toiled in obscurity for years. And people said, like, why are you doing this? She barely made any money.
Yeah.
And she is credited at this point for being the person that's probably going to save, like, millions and millions of lives. So that's Carrie Corico. And everybody knows Dr. Anthony Fauci at this point.
At this point.
So, but yeah.
All right.
And maybe we'll start off by just saying that we're not here to make a statement about for or against vaccines in the sense of this isn't propaganda either way, right?
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. So anybody can do whatever they want to do.
Yes.
The bottom line, it's a choice.
It's a choice. Right?
If you want to take it, I'm going to high-five you. If you don't want to take it, I'm still going to high-five you. So it doesn't matter.
I'm not going to high-five you. I might do the fist bump.
I figured.
Safety.
Yeah. Regardless of where you stand on this thing, it has to be talked about because this is a health issue. It's putting something into your body.
It is.
So yeah. We have to look at, are you a person that is prone to taking all of these vaccines? And we're talking about all the way down the line from as a kid, your parents let you get vaccinated, immunization,
as
they say. You need these kind of things to go to certain school. Do you need an exemption? Do you not? You know, it's been in the conversation for decades, forever.
Yeah, it was.
Here we are with this one.
Yes, yes.
And I can understand people being skeptical of it because it came out so quickly and there's this new technology. It needs to be approved for years, but it hasn't been. And are we all just basically an experiment, a working live experiment?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're not going to deny that one.
I mean, everything's on the table, right?
Everything's on the table.
Yeah. And well, like maybe I'll just real quickly say in terms of just for me personally, I did get the vaccine. I'm fully vaccinated. I was fortunate because I was able to get it because I'm in education with the university. So I personally got vaccinated. That doesn't mean I'm saying, you know, you should. This is a personal choice.
Same.
Yeah.
It still smell good.
Thankfully, you know, the microchip's not like affecting my sense, my smell, my fragrance. Okay. TMI.
Your musk.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so, and the only reason why, not the only reason, but one reason why I was comfortable to get it was because, and again, this is a very personal background, is that my degree was in biology for undergrad. So like, to me, I was thinking if an 18-year-old kid can go into a lab and do this process called polymerase chain reaction, PCR, which is what they're doing for this, and I'm, as an 18-year-old dum-dum, can figure that a DNA thing from that. Can you imagine what they're doing right now with all of the experts in this world converging on this thing, with all of the money in this world converging on this thing? I have hope and faith that this is something sound. Now,
I get it.
Again, but everything is on the table, right? Like Aaron's saying, this could be a big grand old experiment and we're all the guinea pigs. So But I will tell you, honestly, and I told Aaron this earlier, I wouldn't be as comfortable to go to and help out with the live show if I didn't have the vaccine. Because as we've said before, I was paranoid.
Right.
So, or the fact that my parents are vaccinated.
Of course.
So.
Of course.
Yeah. But right. That's just my personal.
Totally understand that.
Perspective. Yeah.
Totally understand anybody taking it for anxiety, taking it for because they want to travel, taking it because they want to see so-and-so.
Yeah.
Taking it before they want to see their parents, grandparents.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's totally fine. And that's what we just got to look at. So I think we can also look at it as far as tying this in. How is a person's health before taking all of these things?
Mm-hmm.
Why does a person think of their health as far as just quick fixes, like a vaccine? If the person is obese.
Yeah.
If the person is a smoker.
Yes.
They should take care of that stuff first before looking at just getting a bunch of injections. Because what came out with Johnson & Johnson? There's a blood clot situation. Granted, it was like 6 out of 7 million.
Right.
But the two of them were obese.
Yeah.
Two of the six were obese.
That's right.
When you're obese, you get more prone to blood clots. When you're a smoker, you're more prone to blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think the rhetoric of this show is just looking at how are you as a healthy person, regardless of any of these vaccines and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a history of asthma, for example, if you have a history of asthma and you have a history of diabetes, you have a history of obesity, smoker,
mm-hmm.
where do you stand on all of those things? But then you're going to be quick to just taking all of these vaccinations. You have to look at the big picture of your life.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of what the discussion should be about. Don't feel like, like they're giving out vaccines and then with a free vaccine, you get a donut. With a free vaccine, they will give you some plate lunch or something.
Yeah.
And then you're good? And then that mean like you're okay, I'm back to normal.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Right? I mean
the craziness of that whole scenario.
Right. I'm concerned about. The person who's overweight does not work out, nothing, but it's just quickly to go get I need to get my vaccination because I need to be healthy again. I need to be afraid I'm afraid of everything.
Right.
So I need to get my vaccination so I can go back to playing video games in my parents' basement with Powerade and Reese's peanut butter cups.
Well, no, it's more Mountain Dew, I think, than Powerade.
Mountain Dew is always old reliable.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out with people, is that they're so quick to do these things, but they're not really thinking about their body for the long term, like any diet, like any 30-day diet, like any fat burner pill, like all of that shit.
Or the
quick fixes.
Or the juice cleanses and stuff like that, that you always hear about, that kind of stuff.
So that's the thing. I don't understand. Like, this person is afraid to go out because they need to get the vaccine so that they can go out because they're afraid of everything else as they're getting DoorDash, eating takeout, plate lunch every day and not doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
But the vaccine is going to be the thing that's going to drive them to better health. That's what I'm trying to think or try to say here.
Yeah, right. And I think that goes back to kind of one of the themes we always come back to that is thinking it through and making that conscious choice, right? That conscious decision, that awareness.
Right. It's awareness.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. Like, there's other vaccines that have come out in the history, obviously. There's a bunch of them. You go to CVS and you go to the drop-down menu. It's a buffet.
Yeah.
It's the Todai of... So if you're looking at all these... You guys remember Todai? It's a vaccine lineup. And then, okay, let's talk about tetanus shots, everyone. Everybody's taking the damn thing.
Yeah.
Everybody as a kid is taking the thing. I think we can both say the pro and against vaccination people, I think we can all agree that rust is bad.
We are not pro rust, we're anti rust.
I'm not licking rust. I really never had a fetish to lick rust.
Me neither.
So look at that one. That one is like been around forever. And I think how are we gonna avoid that one? How are we gonna not? I've never come across somebody that was a anti tetanus shot person. Yeah. I would like to meet him or her or it.
Yeah. Message us. Email us.
Swayze808.
Swayze808 at sleeptimesover.com.
It's always a way to plug in that email.
Gotta get it in there.
So as far as like talking about other vaccinations and whatnot, this is a different one, obviously, but it's just, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your health more in particular?
Yeah.
That's, I think, how you can make a vaccination topical discussion here.
Yeah, because you're right. This is, that's an excellent thought experiment to say, okay, let's not even talk about this coronavirus vaccine or COVID vaccine. Let's say any vaccine.
Yeah.
Why that one and not this one?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very fair.
Look at birth control. Women are very adamantly against it because of the side effects and causes.
Yeah.
Blood clots, for example.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do as a woman as far as dealing with, there's the Depo shot, I think is what's called, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That can give you all kind of crazy side effects.
It can, yes.
I've heard various things.
Yeah, it's serious stuff.
Right. Have you had to deal with that for periods or anything like that?
Yeah, so I've made a conscious decision not to be on birth control because I'm concerned about all of that stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you see, it everybody has this choice of what they want to do and what they want to put inside of their body. So, no one should tell anybody what to do with their body.
Absolutely not.
That's it.
That's not your right to do.
That's it. So, yeah. You're for it, you're against it. There's a lot of other medications out there that's not the vaccine for the corona COVID-19. Nobody says 19 anymore.
Yeah, they don't, yeah.
Why is that? So, for the COVID-19, I'm going to bring it back.
Why not?
Vaccination.
Yeah.
There's other stuff out there that people need to realize. That's part of the big picture.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the whole damn thing?
Yes.
You know, are you saying you're an anti-vaxxer, but then you got the tetanus shot, you maybe get the hepatitis shot? Who knows?
That guy on that moped doesn't know. I don't think.
The L Riders are taking tetanus, I tell you that right now. They're around rusty metal, exhaust, the stuff that people are stealing underneath the cars, which I don't even know what the hell that is. That trending thing, they're stealing turbo windpipes or whatever the hell is shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that called? And they all expect us to know what that is on the media. They're all saying this has been a thing that's been going on.
I know.
I'm really driving away from the topic, aren't I? And they're making this such a big deal to take these things underneath the car, but we don't know what it is because the media has never explained what the fuck that thing is.
Yeah.
That's what they're dealing with. Okay. Back to the, what's this show about, the vaccine?
Tetanus. The tetanus show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No. Once again. That's really the bottom line to this whole thing.
But and I think also I like on that note too, like you said, to make a conscious decision in light of what the consequences are, right? You're just trying to make the best decision given the information, given what the pros and the cons are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that kind of seeps into just society in general in terms of, well, what does that mean if you do have the vaccine? What does that mean if you don't? As we live in this world post-COVID,
right?
You know, because there is, like we've spoken before, there is just going to be this transition period. Hopefully there's a point in time when we don't have to worry about this, you know, hopefully. And maybe it just becomes a thing where you do have a booster shot, because that's the other thing too. But like, what does that look like as we kind of slowly integrate back into this world?
Also, let's keep in mind, there's something else that has been forgotten for ages that I think needs to say hello again. The flu shot.
Yeah.
So, remember the flu?
Good old flu.
Probably not, right? So, there's the flu shot every year.
That's
right. Are you taking the flu shot or are you not? Okay, I have never taken the flu shot in my life.
Oh, really?
Never.
Okay.
I just never got around to it. I don't know. I didn't make any kind of conscious... make a stand about it.
Yeah, right. It was just...
You know, I'm not sign-waving about it. But why is that any different than this situation here? Granted, it's another shot that people are going to roll their eyes. Like, oh, see? I have to take two shots. I got to take three shots. I got to take a shot every year.
Yeah, yeah.
You get it? But then are you the same guy that likes the flu shot and still takes the flu shot?
That's right.
So what is your thought process here? It's like you people, they forget things. They forget that life existed before this.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, what is this shot? We have to take two shots. We have to take two shots. There was a flu shot that came out every year.
Every year.
That you seem to be getting excited to want to take anyway.
Yeah.
So what the hell's the difference?
That's true.
So that's what also has come out from this past. People just feel like this is like literally year one. We have nothing else has existed.
Yeah, like anymore. There is a blank slate.
Like, do people even still remember tetanus? Is that new to you too out there? It's real.
It's a thing.
That's all I'm saying. Like people, they're getting all excited. Things have existed before.
You're right. Like I'm wondering like how many people like prior to COVID were, yeah, I take my flu shot, I get my MMR and stuff like that. And now they're like, the government is is a conspiracy. Right. This is poison. I wonder what population.
The percentages of that.
I'm curious now.
I would have no idea. I wouldn't think it's that very big.
Yeah.
But, and I can see them rebuttaling, saying, well, this thing came out so quickly. And
yeah.
Operation Warp Speed. You have Trump to thank for this, people.
Yeah.
It was Trump that made this go fast.
All yeah. Right? Right.
But we all seem to have forgotten about that.
Right.
So, and we're all like getting upset about that, where this was Trump's deal.
Yeah.
Trump rushed it.
Right.
So
it was under his administration.
It's not approved by FDA. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what else ain't approved by the FDA? Creatine, protein powder.
That's right.
Vitamins.
Pre-workout.
Herbals. All that shit. So then what?
Yeah.
Are we not taking anything?
Yeah.
And there are people that don't do that, and I get it. There's
yeah.
people that are going to be like, they don't, the non-GMO discussion now come into play.
Right, right.
All of that organic foods versus regular food.
Yeah,
it's a whole spectrum of stuff here,
There's a trash bag flying in Havana. It is.
That's a sign. That's a sign that the trash is coming, and the trash needs to be taken care of. You remember that movie that the plastic bag?
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. American Beauty.
Was that it? The guy who just was walking around with a plastic bag?
Oh, no, I was thinking about...
Oh, American Beauty? Oh,
American
right.
Beauty had that thing where the kid was, like, talking about the most beautiful thing he's ever seen was this trash bag
right.
floating around, and that's what it made me think of.
I forgot about that, much like Kevin Spacey's career. So, in regards to trash, in regards to taking out the trash, look at all the spectrum of things that you do with yourself that makes you decide what you want to do, if that even makes sense. It's just...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be anti this COVID-19 vaccine... But then are you also against all the other ones?
Exactly.
Some people I would think are maybe still for some of them.
That are not, that you mean that are against COVID-19 vaccine? Yeah, I would think so.
And they believe that some vaccines are needed and are necessary.
Yeah.
Like you have like polio, for
polio.
God's sakes. Are we just going to go gung-ho without polio? Yeah, that rhymed.
Gung-ho polio.
That's all we got to agree. When we make these discussions, when you see it all the time, you see the pros and cons of this one thing, the one corona topic. Other things existed before this.
Yes.
So where do you stand with all of that? I would like to discuss that with these people.
Yeah.
Everyone, not even these people. That's it.
Right, right.
Are you a healthy person or you're not? Where do you stand? Are you organic food or you're not? Non-GMO or you're not? It's all relative.
Yeah, yeah, and you're right. And I think, just for me personally, I always wonder. Like, I will respect your decision if it is something that was very carefully thought out, and you didn't just jump on this bandwagon and be like, "Yeah, I don't want the vaccine." And it's like, "Well, why?" Just because I don't. It's poison. But why is it poison? Because, on the flip side, like, why do you want the vaccine? Oh, because CDC told me. Is that the only reason? What about for you? You know what I mean? Like, I just, that's my thing. Is like, if it's a thought out decision, fine. But sometimes I get concerned when it's just the bandwagon thing, or it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't like it. Or I do like it.
It's a bandwagon thing because people like to take sides and stuff.
Yeah.
People like to be on a side because people want to feel wanted. Because people want to belong.
Yes.
People want to be heard while they belong.
Absolutely.
So they form a group. With that said group, they stand strong in their belief.
That's right.
Regardless. Because they want to be a part of a group. They want to be alone.
Yeah.
And that is what's caused many, many, many trouble and many, many, many trouble issues. This past year. And
in general.
In general.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have these people that are just, I don't like it. And they're going to state the reasons why. Okay. But then they're going to really make you hear the reasons why, make you really know about the reasons why.
Right.
It's much like the Trump rallies, in the truck rallies. It's people that want to be heard. It's people that feel like no one cares about them.
Yes.
So they want to be heard and make a statement. And they want to drive around the island from where they are, because where they're living on the west side, no one cares about. They feel not wanted.
Right.
And I get it. Downtown does not care about Waimanalo. Downtown does not care about Eva Beach. So those people out there were the ones that did this whole thing. Did it work for them? No. But the reasoning behind it, I totally understand.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing now. it's going to be this, it's going to happen in the future. There's going to be some other thing that's going to divide and separate people into groups. That's going to make people want to be against or for or what. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just this feeling of belonging.
That's true.
It's a feeling of isolation all this past year, and it's feeling of being wanted to be heard and not being isolated and being alone. So they form a side and they take a side. And then the people that are wondering why are they doing this, driving their trucks around, don't get it. Because they're not in their shoes.
Yeah, that empathy's not there.
They're not there. They're just thinking that these crazy guys who just want attention for Trump, which in essence, yes, they do. Because they're unwanted. Nobody wants to talk to them.
Right. On the surface, yes. But below that, right?
Right. That's what it comes down to, all of this stuff. Conspiracy theories, all these people. It's just, it's a feeling of being wanted. Everybody wants to be wanted.
Everybody.
Pro-vax, anti-vax, all of them.
We're social beings.
Right.
We want that. Yeah.
The bottom line is, and plus two, if you're lonely, when you're lonely, you have nothing else to do. What if you have nothing else to do? You're going to be conspiring in your head.
And it's rolling around in there.
And you're going to be thinking.
Yeah.
And then you have social media to really throw gasoline on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
And that's where we stand. So the summarization of this whole thing.
Of all of it. Of life.
We all just need a hug. That's it.
And as much as you're joking, it's not a joke.
That's all we need. That's all we need.
No, but I think you're right, because and you've spoken about it in on the main show, the Sleep Times Over show page, about when you've shared your thoughts about the broader social things and all of that, about having kindness and putting in that work to have those discussions, or for parents to have those discussions with their kids and being thoughtful, right?
Yeah.
Mindfulness.
Empathy, being good people. Stop being so angry.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and being angry online.
Yeah.
Everybody's writing long things. You know why they're writing long things? It's because they're lonely.
They're hurting.
Make a clip of this, because these people need to hear this shit, right?
But it's true, right?
You guys out there, okay? I'll tell you, I feel for all of you guys, because you guys are writing these long things, and I get a lot of messages of long things.
Yes.
And I get it. You want someone to listen to you. You want someone
to be heard.
You want to be heard.
You want to be seen and heard. Yeah.
Because at the end of these messages, I hear a lot of stuff being like, it's great to have someone to message, because I don't have no one to message because I'm alone.
And it doesn't have to be like you're literally alone by yourself. You could be very lonely in a relationship, very lonely with a family.
Anything.
You know what I mean? Like it's...
Anything.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole 2020, 2021 is right now. People isolated, too much time in their hands, thinking in their head too much.
Yes.
Creating these whole worlds. Then they find other like-minded people in the same boat. And it ain't hard to find them.
It's not hard.
Because everybody's isolated.
Yeah.
And off you go.
Yeah.
Off you go. Yeah. And then the people that are still working, as opposed to the people that are not working, there's something there too. Because if you're working, you're not going to be posting a bunch of crazy shit.
No, you're too busy.
Because you're working.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have that.
Yeah.
Then you have that. And in regards to this choice, it really comes down to how's your psyche?
Yeah.
You, as a person, how is your psyche? Because that's going to determine where you stand with all of these things. Vaccination, immunizations, what have you. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. Like, your state of mind right now, if you really took a gauge of it, right?
Right.
I mean, there's a reason why anxiety and depression are skyrocketing right now.
Correct. Because people are alone. There's people that are probably afraid of the virus, but afraid of the vaccine too. So what? You're at a dead end. What are you going to do?
You're stuck.
You just stay in your house for the rest of your life? Do you die? There's those people.
They're still there. Yeah.
There are people out there that are on the both ends of the coin.
Yes.
That are scared of the virus and people, but are scared of the vaccine. So what do you do?
Yeah. And now you're just stuck in your anxiety.
They're stuck.
Oh, yeah.
And then what?
Yeah. And then your outlet, I guess, would be... social media, which makes it
writing
worse.
Long shit, long this, and sharing every little thing, because that's all you got. That's your hobby. It's therapeutic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's therapeutic.
It's comforting you in that that right. split second.
People like to put videos up, people podcasts. It's all, for a lot of ways, therapeutic.
Yeah.
But 90% of the time,
yeah,
a podcast about something is therapeutic. And that's why maybe 98% of the time, they all suck.
Yeah.
Because they're not putting any thought process into the show they're doing. They're just being like, I'm going to put record on and I'm going to go talk about something. And I don't even know if I can talk, period. But I'm just going to go on there and put the show out, put it out for a couple, 5 weeks or so, and then it will disappear.
And then give up. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's therapy. It's a form of therapy.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
It's not like any of these guys are any good. It's just therapeutic because they have no one to talk to.
I never thought. See, because like I was assuming, like, just for myself, that it's a creative thing and it fulfills this creative need that I have. I didn't think about that other aspect of it.
It's therapeutic. That's why there's a million of them.
Because now I have a voice, right? In that case, they're saying, I have a voice and I feel comforted because now I feel, quote unquote, heard or seen.
Correct.
Oh, boy.
But not thinking it through. So they're going to be putting out some show about, I don't know, and talking a bunch of rubbish.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know if they're going to really care if people listen to it or not. I really don't know what that process is, but I think they're doing it initially for a therapeutic reason. To be heard and for what they have in their head to be recorded and put out there.
And yeah. Yeah. Because now you made it real, right? It's out in the world. Yeah. You said it in the sense.
Whether or not you're going to care about what I have to say or not, it's out there. And that is my therapy because that's me talking.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
yeah,
that's why a lot of them are out. That's why there's a lot of these podcasts. That's why I don't like the word podcast because there's a billion of them. And quite frankly, about, I'm going to say out of the billion, about 80% of them suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you have that 120% that's going to be good, that actually has an idea of what they're trying to say and is informative and is really putting out a consistent topical program.
Right. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, I know, right? But it makes me think of, if you recall, because you're very, very, you're a busy man about town. But when we were talking about, like, what we were talking about, like, dating and or just, like, interacting with people and how we were saying.
Practicing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the fact that, like, in your specific case, and I've experienced it as well, where people will talk to you personally, and they'll start sharing like very personal, deep things to you.
Yeah.
That's it. I've experienced that as well.
Yeah.
And I remember we were talking about just thinking like it's because so many people don't feel seen or heard in their day-to-day life. They're so desperate for that human connection, for somebody to sit there and legitimately say like, what do you think about this? Or how are you?
Yes.
It just made me think of that because
yes,
I didn't realize that core issue is kind of proliferating to everything now.
Every person out there wants attention.
Yes.
Every single one of you out there wants to be heard. Every single one of you out there wants someone to care about you.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line to this whole thing. That is why things are the way they are now. Because that was all taken away from us, for the ones that had it before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an ongoing problem with society, but for the people that had it, it's taken away.
Yeah.
So it creates all kind of other different feelings, and that's why anxiety is up, depression is up, suicide is up, domestic violence is up. It's all up.
It's
because
all.
It's all the stuff that we have nothing to control of because we're stuck at our home, isolated, afraid to go out, whatever. Get up in your feelings. Get up in your thoughts.
Yeah.
Start joining QAnon. Start joining all the conspiracy theories. Start playing Fortnite. All that shit. All taken away. So it changed everybody's mindset to be, I don't know if I want to say awkward, but more introverted a person. I got tongue-tied, but it's a strong strength of introvertness that has engulfed everyone.
And it was imposed on you, whether or not you tend to be that way or not.
Right.
But I think even if for a lot, well, I don't want to speak for everybody, but even if you were introverted, I think that's it still affected you. It's not like people who are introverted were like, oh, this is a dream. I think in the beginning it was a dream.
I think it is a dream for them still.
No, that's not true because I'm an introvert.
You are a different tier. You are.
Right? I am, for sure.
But you're not a video gamer.
Oh, no.
You know, twitcher, one of those guys that just on playing, you know, Elder Scrolls for 8 hours, right?
Hey, you don't know that.
Those are the guys I highly doubt. No, you don't even have a TV.
I don't even have a TV.
So those people, I don't know what their thought is. Because they were doing it before.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know what they're thinking now.
Yeah, that's true.
They could be just saying, screw it.
Yeah.
But it's all of that culmination of this past year that has created all of this. Everybody wanting to be heard. Everybody wanting to tell everybody that they don't like the vaccine. Everybody wanting to tell everybody that they don't like Trump. All of this stuff has come out.
Mm-hmm. Or even like the Black Lives Matter movement and all of that stuff. Yeah.
Everybody posting articles and posting links and everything is this. Look at this. You need to see this. You need to see how the vaccine's bad for you. There's no reason to do that because it's someone's choice. It's like, so then I'm going to start putting up a bunch of posts about like abortion's bad for you?
Yeah.
Do you care if I put that up there? No. What's the point?
That's a good point.
If I just started posting on IG Store all a bunch of anti-abortion stuff nonstop, you think anybody can give a shit? No, they're just going to be like, shut up.
Yeah.
That's not how you get the message across.
You mean, will it change the viewer's mind that you're doing on that? Exactly. Yeah, you're right. That's a great point.
I don't
think
people will care, or they will probably be like, what? Or something like that.
Maybe more head scratching and...
Right. And the one thing would be, why? They're going to reply back with, why?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It's the same. You throw in any topic. Throw in like, I think we should just shoot everybody.
Yeah.
People will be like, why?
Like, what?
But then probably people's like, that kind of emoji. Stuff like that. I know who you guys are. 100, right? I mean, we could take any type of a topic that's like going to have a yes or no, or not yes or no, but like a sides.
Right.
And it's going to lead to the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So this whole vaccine thing, it's a choice.
Yeah.
That's it.
And hopefully it's a conscious choice, right? Like a mindful,
be mindful
choice, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than a reaction. I think that's the thing that I've been guilty of myself, certainly too, is just, I'm just going to react.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it. Yeah.
Just with any decision, think it out.
Yeah.
You know, you can go gut feeling, but think it out. Pros and cons of anything, I would think it out. If you're going to buy a house, think it out.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy that shirt, think it out.
Unless you're talking about Sleep Time's Over merch, then just go ahead and buy it.
There's no thinking needed.
Just buy it.
So that's what it comes down to here.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And focus in on your health. Focus in on your overall health. Don't just take an injection and be like, all right, I'm going to go eat Doritos and scratch my ass again. No.
Yeah.
Because something else can happen to you.
Yes.
Okay, you won't get COVID, but then you'll get, there's a thing called obesity.
Yeah.
Heart disease.
And, you know, we want you to have many years of living left. And we want them to be quality living, you know?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. The coffee's worn off for me now. Sorry. Is that it?
yeah. I think that what ultimately we're just saying, the takeaway here is have some empathy, right? I mean, we're all in this. We're all in some ways affected, hurting, whatever the case may be. To have that kindness. It doesn't hurt to have more kindness in this world. And to be thoughtful about your choices. Yeah.
That's it. That's really the bottom line.
But buy our merch.
That is the bottom line.
Okay. But yeah. If you have any questions or anything, of course, you can always email the show's email address, swayze808@sleeptimesover.com. The live show.
April 22nd. And it's every week, too. Okay, so...
Yeah, this is not like a one-off thing.
This ain't a pay-per-view event. All right, so it's every week, every Thursday.
Yeah.
At 7:30 p.m.
7:30. So, Work play, Hawaii.
Opening night, Ashley Nagaoka will be there, and Mindy Smokestack will be there. And then the show after that one, I don't know, I'm just kind of hung up, like, no one's going to...
Yeah, this is a weekly thing.
Right. So next week is going to be the owners of Perv.
My
donuts.
Favorite donut place.
You don't even been there. Have you been there? Oh, yeah, you did.
You don't even support me on these things. I've posted several times on short. What is short? No. Stories. Instagram stories.
Swayze 808.
Swayze 808.
I've seen the tumbling video too much already. I know. I don't know what donuts you eat. Yes, I do remember that now. And Will Tofolo will be the musical
yes
guest the week after the 29th.
Week two.
Okay, Mrs. Drizzy. Can you and Drake be able to muster up enough courage and energy to go to week two?
If you love me as much as you say you do.
That's right. Talking about not convincing anyone to do anything. Okay.
Okay, but yeah. So thank you as always, gang, for tuning in. Tune in next week. Take care of each other. Be kind to each other.
Please.
Yes. And wash your damn hands.